Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about me and why am I doing a podcast and why did I choose to do one on autism. First, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I went to school in California, college, and I got my first master's in special education and my second master also in special education, but with deaf and hard of hearing. And that led me to work with kids that were on the spectrum. And I've worked with many different kinds. I've worked with hearing impaired kids. I've worked with learning disabilities of all types. And I've worked with kids that are on the spectrum. So I decided to do a podcast that dealt with autism. And the reason is I love all my kids that I've worked with. They've been some great experiences and some great kids out there. But there's something a little special to me about kids that are on the spectrum. Now, I don't have a child that's on the spectrum. I do have a nephew that is on the spectrum, but he lives in a different state than I do. I live in Florida, but I was born and raised in Michigan. So, and that's where he lives too. So I'm not able to kind of be around him very much. He's going to be a high functioning child, but he still is on the spectrum. The reason I chose this is because I'm hoping to help the parents, the teachers, or anyone that works with kids on the spectrum. And why did I choose kids that are on the spectrum? Because I find them interesting. I see them do amazing things. My first experience with a child that was on this spectrum was he could tell me years down the road what day my birthday would be on, or in the past. He knew, but he couldn't add 1 + 1. And I found that so fascinating that he was able to, in his head, come up with a day 5, 10 years down the road, but couldn't tell me what 1 + 1 was. And that was my first experience. He was a good kid. He did well, but he was just amazing to me. And the other thing is about them that their love is so pure. They don't look at you from the outside. They look to you from the inside. They want to know, you know, how you feel about things. What is your goals? When they meet other people, that's what they're looking for. They're not looking that you're tall or thin or fat. They don't look for those things. They just look for what's inside your heart. And if they can feel comfortable with you and that you have goals and that you are good to them, and they'll be good to you. And so we should all learn a little lesson from them to be able to look at people that way. What's inside their heart, and they can see what's inside your heart. I'm hoping that you guys get to share this. This is a short little podcast that I'm doing today. I do have a little story that I'm going to do at the end, but I wanted just to share some information about me, and that's why I chose a podcast to do on autism, because I find them interesting, and I would like to think that I could help educate people that are not even with family members that have a child on the spectrum, just to educate people, to let them know that, you know, they're out there and that we need to embrace them in our communities and social events, and to be better to understand and be supportive to the parents. They are the ones that live there 24/7. We have them, if we're teachers, we have them 6, 7 hours a day, but 5 days a week, but they have them 24/7. And that means the holidays and things like that. So we need to be supportive to them and help them to better handle their lives and the lives of their children. So I'm hoping that this podcast does some of those things, that they are able to help somebody and to better understand our kids that are on the spectrum, and to embrace them and to encourage them. So I'm going to tell a little quick story, and it's a true story. I was in the grocery store, and I just had walked in, and behind me was a man and his son. And I didn't pay too much attention. And then all of a sudden, the kid got his son got almost all the way in, and he just let out this shrill scream. And I think with all the lights and the sounds and everything was going on, he melted down really fast. It didn't take him long at all. And the poor man, you know, he's trying to buy some groceries, and this happened. I was trying to get back to him to see if I could help, and he just took his son and was off. Well, then there was three young men in there, and they were making fun. They were adult men. They weren't kids. They were in their 20s. I mean, they were buying beer, so they were, had to be, you know, old enough, but they were in their 20s, in I'd say mid-20s to late 20s, and they were making fun of this situation. And I, as a teacher and a parent, I scolded them and said, shame on you. Shame on you for doing that to that family, to that man and that child. Shame on you. You should be no better than that. And they were quiet. I guess I've used my teacher voice or my mommy voice or something. But it did. I mean, come on. We should have supported that poor man and his son, but they didn't. So I'm hoping that with this podcast that I'm doing, that it helps some way, some families, maybe educate people that don't understand it, and give some support. I don't know everything that there is to know, but I have been working for 30 years and with all types of disabilities, and I just hope that I can share that with other people. And if you are one that does listen, please share this. Even if the person that you share it with does not have anybody that's on the spectrum, it's okay. They probably know somebody that does, and maybe they will share it too. And I hope that I can make this podcast grow and become better, and still learning a lot. I listened to two or three videos today, trying to learn a little bit more of how to do a podcast and make it popular. So anyway, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to kind of introduce myself a little bit more to you and let you know who I am and why I'm doing this. I'm not making any money on it. I'm hoping someday I can make enough to just pay for what I have to pay for to get it sounding a little better. But I'm not out there to put my hand in your pocket kind of thing, because there's a lot of stuff out there right now that everybody wants a little piece of the pie, I guess. So anyway, I hope you're having a blessed day, and I will keep you in my prayers and my thoughts. Thank you. Bye now.